Welcome to the Nahrain Network. My name is Dr. Mihyar Kalbam, and today we're with our friend and colleague from the University of Basra, Dr. Ahmed Semir. Thank you for joining us today. You've just on the verge of completing your first phase of the scholarship, the British Institute for the Study of Iraq, and the Nahrain Network Scholarship, which is a two-month scholarship, and you're about to complete the first month of your scholarship. Could you tell us a bit about your background and the research you're undertaking?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Mihyar, and thank you so much for Nahrain Network to support Iraqi heritage and Iraqi researcher. I am Ahmed Semir, the head of the architecture department in the College of the Engineer and University of the Basra. I finished my PhD in urban design and in Salford University in Manchester, UK. My topic was about the identity of the city of the Basra. Visiting scholarship in Nahrain Network, which is starting 40 days ago, it's focusing on the safeguarding the heritage of the city of the Basra and what is the challenge and the threat that facing the heritage of the Basra nowadays. As you know, Basra is the important city in Iraq. It is the second city after the capital Baghdad, and it has suffering from ignoring and has suffering from many problems during the last few decades. And so on, there is a call and to safeguarding and to protect and to preserve the heritage of the city, which is disappearing day after day from the landscape of the city of the Basra. It's include two kind of the heritage, tangible heritage and intangible heritage of the city of the Basra. And the city of the Basra is deserve all of that and deserve more than that, because it's a rich city and it's a long history for the city, make it as a rich city with the heritage and the landmark of the city. At Lafra University with my supervisor and working together to have a proposal for project to save the heritage of the city of the Basra, and we are working for a long plan vision for a future to support and support the researcher as well in Basra city for documentation, the heritage city, and for the new project preservation project for the future to support the heritage and the local people and the rising the awareness of the local people of the city of the Basra to evaluate and value the landmark and the heritage and the treasure that they have on the city and protect it and stand against all the calls to demolish and destroy this kind of the heritage.
The threats that you mention are many in Basra, as it is the case for the rest of the country. But could you tell us about the main threats that Basra's heritage faces today?
There is many challenges and threats facing the heritage of the Basra. First of all, as I said before, it's the awareness of the local people and the awareness of the decision maker as well, because both of them not reach the satisfied level of the awareness regarding the heritage of the city of the Basra. Therefore, there is a call to make workshops, conference, and so on the future to raising the awareness of the local people and raising the awareness of the decision makers or regarding the heritage of the city. Second, threat is priority of the government and fund and budget that they give it for this sectors of the in the city. It's not enough and we need more and more because it's deserved, and there is rehabilitation and preservation of the, especially for the tangible heritage, need a lot of the money, because the situation of the heritage and the traditional building is bad now. So this is also one of the challenges and threats. Or the third one is related to the immigrations that's happened in the city of the Basra. There is two kind or two side of the immigration. The local people leave the city and go to another city and another countries. And the other immigration is coming from the other cities to the Basra city, because city of the Basra is an industrial city. And it's represent one of the attractive city for the job, for the workers, because a lot of job available on the city. And most of the people, they coming to the city with their families, they don't have enough understanding for the heritage value, and they don't give enough attention for the heritage monument and heritage landmark on the city. Therefore, this is also represent a big threats for the heritage on the city. The fourth one is the economic, because the city of the Basra is industrial city, is one of the central industrial city for the Iraq, and the economic is drivers for everything. And economic attracts many foreign companies from outside, and these companies are not respect the city soul and the city history and the history of the city, of the Basra city. And therefore, they ignore the tradition, they ignore the history, they ignore everything related to the heritage of the city. And they do and make and establish new projects which is far from the soul of the city Basra.
One of the challenges that we see increasingly is the negative, detrimental impact of climate change on Basra, on Iraq, but Basra in particular, given its location. Could you tell us a bit about the impact that climate change can have or has currently on the people of Basra and on the cultural heritage of Basra?
Climate change represents a very big issue for Basra and for the local people on the Basra, because the city of the Basra is the hottest city in the world. And sometimes the degree during the July and August reached more than 55. So therefore, there is a call also for peoples and for decision maker to back again to the traditional architectural style, back again to the revision for the planning of the city, and take care about the enough urban space. And the rivers also. Rivers are the canal of the Basra. As you know, it's one of the most important feature of the city, which is distinguishes the Basra from other cities on the Iraq, on the Middle East as well. And unfortunately, most of these rivers and canal full landed and disappear today. And this make the climate of the city become very hottest and hottest day after day. So there is a solution, there is many features in the traditional architecture could help to solve this problem, or at least to reduce the impact of the harsh climate for the people of the city in regard to the design of the houses, or in regard to the design or the planning of the inlays and bath and so on.
What are the practical steps and measures and interventions that could be implemented to support the well-being of Basra's population when it comes to the drastic increases in temperature, particularly over the summer, and whether in reference to modern buildings or heritage buildings?
Yeah, there is many features of the is appropriate and suitable for the Basra climates and Basra weather. For example, one of them is the courtyard, which is disappeared today from most of the building on the Basra, public building and private building, especially for the houses. Courtyard was represent one of the main part, which is provide a suitable and comfortable environment inside the house. And in both purpose, one of them regarding to the climate and environment, because it's provide a comfortable environment inside the house, and most of the windows open indoor to the courtyard. And the second one is represent also privacy for the family to do their activity inside the courtyard. So the courtyard is important for the Basra city. And the another features or the another item should be taken into consideration is the material that used for the building and construction in the city. Unfortunately, during the last few years, because Iraq is open to the world and there is no monitoring for the importing the material from outside, So most of the materials that's used today is not suitable for the climate such as for the, such city for the Basra. So we, it's called to back again to the traditional material that work more better than the new material used in the landscape of the city of the Basra today. Third one is also about the planning of the city and the width of the street and width of the inlay and the direction of the inlay as well. There is a call as well to reduce the wide streets and vehicle access to the neighborhood itself, and to back again to the narrow street, which it was provide shadow during the day for the pedestrians walking on these alleys and these paths. In addition to the urban spaces inside the city, which is disappeared today, unfortunately, the gardens, the urban open spaces, and so on, most of these are disappearing today on the city of the Basra. So there is a call for the decision makers again to replanning the city and provide open spaces for the people inside the neighborhood or inside the city itself.
And of course, we see in Iraq, in Basra, in Baghdad, in many other cities, a growing amount of mostly local investment in new structures, hotels, apartment blocks. How do you see this panning out over the next few years? How do we understand investment when it comes to cultural heritage in Basra?
Yes, investment in Basra is active now, especially on the few years ago, last few years ago. But unfortunately, there is no investment on the heritage sector so far. And it's also a call from this stage to the decision makers also, and to the investors, investment company as well, to get attention for the heritage on the city of the Basra and to go deep inside these sectors and to get more project and planning for the future for preserving investment project to preserving the cultural heritage of the city of the Basra. On the another side, there is a call for the government, local government and central government, to get a rule and regulations and legislations for the investment and to prevent them to follow foreign perspective for the landscape for the city of the Basra. And this rule should be make a limitation and should forcing the investment company to borrow from the history of the city of the Basra and from the heritage buildings and heritage cultures of the Basra city.
And of course that would need rules, guidelines, regulatory framework to ensure investors safeguard the spaces or the areas they're working in. Sometimes investors are also, or developers, building on archaeological land. And this obviously is detrimental to the archaeology of the site. Basra obviously is rich in its cultural heritage. I mean, have you seen any efforts to regulate this area in ways that can actually work with both investors but also provide a framework for safeguarding cultural heritage?
As I said previously, I unfortunately there is no a comprehensive vision or comprehensive plan for the investment, especially for the Basra city. And according to that, there is overlapping between the project, overlapping between the local government and central government regarding the investment sectors of the city. And so therefore, unfortunately, there is nothing yet about it. And we hope, for example, to get some plan for the future for preserving the cultural heritage, preserving the landmark also. And also there is call, as I said before, for the regulations, new regulations that prevent, for example, destroy and demolish the traditional building and the heritage building on the city of the Basra.
And going forward, what are your plans in terms of your own research or your own work when it comes to safeguarding cultural heritage of Basra, or working on the research regarding that?
We will keep fighting against those who want to destroy and demolish the heritage and ignoring the heritage, and we will keep working very hard to get more and more attention to the Iraqi heritage in general and Basra heritage in particular.
On that note, Dr. Hamid Samir, I wish you good luck with your work, and I do hope that the situation will improve in Basra.
Thank you so much again. Thank you so much, Dr. Mahyar, and thank you for Nahrain Network for this opportunity to be here and to talk about the heritage of the important city such as Basra City. Thank you.